Welcome to the Odd Dad Out podcast, where I am taking July off. long story short, I've just got so much going on between our annual family summer vacation and getting ready for that and our actually going on vacation and just all of the stuff involved that I'm not going to be releasing any new episodes for the month of July. I may or may not be back at the end of the month to do a guest this month. I haven't figured that out yet just because of timing. But in the meantime, I am going to be releasing some old select episodes of the podcast that I did with my wife called Mom and Dad Cuss a Little. These are about 2 years old, give or take. This is before I got really great with editing audio and fixing sound. And there's only so much I can do at this point with it. But I'm going to be remixing some select episodes and sending them out to you. So you get a little bit of a fun taste of me and my wife being us, really. It was just fun doing that show. But life got in the way and we just couldn't do it anymore. Anyway, naturally, there's going to be, because I couldn't cut them out, there's links at the end for our email, and the Facebook page is still technically active, but we don't do anything there. But there's all that sort of stuff around. Technically, you could still theoretically try and reach us there, but again, we haven't produced this show in about 2 years. So either way, enjoy, I guess. If you want to, you can check it out. The show is still around. If you do want to go and catch up on all the back episodes, it is Mom and Dad Cuss a Little. It is still available. All that aside, I'm going to roll into, I've already talked longer than I intended to for this little bit. I'll be doing some more Facebook Live stuff and maybe some extra Patreon stuff. I don't know exactly what I got coming, but anyway, enough. On with the old show.
Welcome to the Mom and Dad Cuss a Little podcast, the show where we give our perspective on, sorry, the cat, marriage and parenting and having fucking cats, marriage and parenting.
You want to start over?
No. We're going to keep rolling with this. Through the lens of us having a chaotic house with four little boys, two cats, a dog, a tortoise, and four fish. Ta-da. Ta-da. I am your hostess. Yeah. Rihanna.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Host nights. And this is my co-host.
I'm Adam.
Hi, Adam. Tonight's show is just going to be a complete fuckery of whatever, apparently, because us.
That's just kind of what we do anyway.
So, to quote you, how are you, dear?
I do start every show that way, don't I?
Yes.
I'm okay. I guess better than you right now. It's weird because normally I'm the one that's either coughing or hiccuping or something, but you've been the one actually fighting hiccups tonight.
No, my hiccups are gone.
Because yeah, that works for you.
I'm better. Yeah. Like, I'm a normal human, so yeah, you're mine a normal go away. Human.
You don't get 3-4 day hiccups.
Which apparently is a thing. Like, chronic hiccup is actually a thing, which is very strange. But
yeah, trust me, I know. Well aware.
I do need to apologize, y'all. I didn't realize that
the
Facebook Live shows as much as it does. What I see on my end is a much shorter screen version than what y'all see, so there was a lot of cleavage. I'm real sorry.
I told you they were gonna get a show.
Didn't need that kind of show. But whatever. I'm in my pajamas. I'm always in my pajamas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome to our house. I'm not putting on pants.
Yeah, I mean, it was like...
I have pants on, but...
It was mostly top-down. They didn't see, like, you in your pajama shorts or nothing like
that. No, but there's an awful lot of extra cleavage that I would not normally show. But it's out there. Yep.
It is now out there. You have exposed yourself to the entire internet.
Oh, my God. Not that bad. They'd have to pay me for that.
So...
Since you stepped on my line, how are you, dear?
I'm alive.
You're alive.
I survived my first official university class. Yay.
That is true. Yes, you have finished.
Insert your canned first class. Applause here. Yay.
I don't have my canned applause ready. Hold on.
But I finished. I got an A. Move on to class two starting in a week-ish.
Yeah, a week-ish.
So, you know, good stuff. Having fun. Getting degrees.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, maybe not.
Wrong button.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, no, go on.
Bigger crowd.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So, I said I had it. I just didn't have it ready.
So, yeah, that's about, you know, where my life's at. Work is going.
Work is going.
Work's going for you. Y'all are getting busier.
Oh, yeah. I recently heard they're planning on hiring like 4 more techs.
Oh, wow.
Because we've got so much stuff since, like, we've gotten a bunch of new contracts and a bunch of new buildings and companies. It is getting busy. It's getting annoyingly busy.
Yeah.
It's like some of the guys are like, I don't want to go there.
We're already getting ready for our peak season.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking to onboard about 15 to 17 flex team members. Mm-hmm. Plus we have a group of people who do one job for 6 months and then they come over and do our job for 6 months.
Yeah.
There are work share people. They're about to start in April back with us. Some of them are returning, some of them are new. Just kind of the nature of a call center, there's always turnover.
Yeah.
And then at the end of our peak season, so hopefully like September or October, we're looking to hire, well, either at the very beginning of our peak season or at the very end, we're looking to hire 2 people to stay on our team permanently. So we're doing a lot of onboarding, getting ready for peak.
Yeah. Fun.
Fun.
It's like you're going from outside to, shit, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah, it's...
And they don't know how to do their job.
Yeah, that's the worst part, is that our job is very, very, very detail heavy.
Yeah.
Like, we have a... When you look at, we're calculating people's income to try to approve them on these things, we have to be within 1%. Correctness.
Yeah.
So it's a very difficult, very strictly limited position. And when you talk about, oh, well, we've only got like 3 weeks to train you on a job that has taken us
years to
master, you know, it's not fair to them, but you know, you sign up for this shit.
Yeah, so. But you applied, you went through this whole process.
So
it's not an easy job, believe it or not. It's not, it's a call center that's not an easy job.
Yeah.
So
very true. Damien, go to bed. God.
Yep.
Kids.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
You're usually tired when it's showtime.
Well, because it's like 8:30. It's late.
Most humans, it's not late.
I'm like 80.
Yeah.
I don't have an inner child. I have an inner old lady who wants to go to bed at 9 and tell everybody to shut up.
Yeah. We live odd hours. That's just kind of our deal.
It's very true. I mean, I live normal human hours. Like, I have an 8-to-5 job.
Yeah, you do.
But
I don't.
You don't.
I live on the complete opposite time frame.
Yeah.
But it also, because of my work and because of my life cycle, it kind of forces the boys into a really weird schedule.
Yeah. It'll be interesting when they all end up in school.
Yeah. That's
when they all go to school, not when they end up. Oh, look, you ended up here.
I know. You say that like they're ending up in jail.
I know, right?
Like, one of these days, you're going to end up in school.
All your life choices have led you to this point. How do you feel? You know, no. When they go to school.
Congratulations. How's it feel being All-American? Lord. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. But story behind, just did a whole Forrest Gump month. So I've still got Forrest Gump on the brain.
Okay.
I kind of
always got Forrest Gump.
I've kind of always got Forrest Gump on the brain. But then somebody from, I forget which show, chimed in He's like, you know, it's like maybe two all-star podcast hosts can make up for the crap storm that was this movie. And it just, it blew up from there. It was just like, it turned into a kind of a Twitter war against the two people that hated Forrest Gump and the entire rest of the world. It was like, no, you're wrong. The world tells you you're wrong. Sorry. Forrest Gump is an amazing movie. And those two people can go to hell. You enjoy the movie, I'm sure. But I know you're bummed out on it.
But it's not like, you know, the end all be all of movies.
No, there are better movies.
I can't live without it.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there are better.
I can think of plenty. But anyway, your rants aside. So yeah, that's kind of all we got for tonight. Good night, folks. No, I'm kidding.
We've had a lot going on recently.
Have we? Because like I can't think of anything.
This time of year, things get busy sort of way because, you know, if you're in the States, it's tax time. It's tax season. And, you know, most people with kids, you know, get a tax return. And my understanding is most people kind of do like we do with their tax return. And it typically ends up going towards like family vacations and stuff.
Yeah. Ours, well, this year we got a pretty good amount, so we were able to do some splurgy stuff, like get us a new mattress.
Yeah. And parenting pro tip, I'm just going to say this for anybody, I don't care who you are, really, do your damn taxes early. I do not understand people who wait until April 15th. I don't understand those people that are sitting there in line at the post office to get their tax returns postmarked by April 15th because they're doing their taxes. I'm like, well, why?
I mean, I'm not
gonna, do your damn taxes as soon as you can.
I'm not
going to
judge anybody on that. You know, do your taxes when you can.
I understand, but I feel like you should get it done and over with as
maybe
early
they
as
can't. You don't know their life story.
I realize that, but I do also know of a lot of people who procrastinate. They're like, oh, I don't know how to do it. And yeah, turn off your phone and your little jingle jingles.
See, Fitbit even told me it's time for bed. It's 8:30.
I know.
Okay.
But yeah, I just don't. I mean, yeah, do it as early as you can. Whatever. I mean, hell, the IRS sends out messages saying, do your taxes as early as you can because
it'll
get you your return.
Enough.
Then, yeah, but in our case, we already did our taxes. We've already received our taxes.
Yes.
And so,
anyway,
we're kind of in family or like household rebuild mode using that money.
Kind of. We're being a little splurgy. Like I said, we got a new mattress. Hopefully, it'll be a lot better than this one.
Yeah.
I have some weird back issue. I don't even want to know what's wrong with my back. I'm pretty sure I've got like a slip disc at least, if not herniated or something. Just because even to have somebody touch my lower back is like excruciating agony.
Yeah.
Like it sends this, all I can describe it as is like lightning shock through my whole body when somebody touches my lower back. Mm-hmm. It is just that extremely painful. Yeah. So I don't know. There's something completely wrong with my back. And then you have like a jacked up back. So.
And it has gotten worse with the crap cheap mattress that we got.
So. Yeah.
Which is sad enough to say is our crap mattress that's killing our backs now is better than the old crap mattress we had.
It's very true. But so we got a new mattress and then I'll have to send you the pictures to post on the page. Our dining room seat, which I love because it's this big booth, like restaurant booth style seat, has been completely shredded. Between the boys jumping on it and the cats scratching on it, it's just dead. Like, there is no salvaging it. It is beyond the point of, you know, any sort of return.
Yeah.
We tried patching it with like black duct tape and points and for a while that worked, but then the cats scratched right through that too. Yeah. So,
or the boys would pick at it.
Really
doesn't help the seat. I mean, the seat's basically just falling apart.
It really is. And I mean, it's only a few years old.
Yeah.
If that, the table is fantastic, but it's huge. It's a huge table and it's this huge seat that goes around the table. So I went on a mission to find a new seat which apparently does not exist because
it's really hard to find. Even finding this style of table in like a regular table height is proving quite difficult.
Well, I had certain specifications that I set out with, like, I don't want leather again. I don't want that, you know, ability to have it ripped to shreds like this one. Cause then what's the point? So I knew that I wanted wood. So I set out with this, you know, mission to find basically this in wood, which they make, but they're small, so they wouldn't fit around our table. And then we'd have to get like two sets of them. So that was like $1,500. And then I found one that wasn't wood. It was like linen or whatever. It was like upholstered in linen. It was like
fully upholstered.
Which would have worked except for spills and messes and cats.
Yeah, like it would get shredded or it would get dirty. You know, inside of 2 days, it would be all like cheetah spots with spills from stuff.
So. Yeah. So then I was like, you know what? I don't want to have to spend like all night, every night shampooing the fuck out of this thing. Yeah. So no. So I was like, I had no clue like what else to go to. And then for some reason, like patio furniture popped up when I was scrolling through Facebook and I was like, hey, that's not a half bad idea. So I went and looked at patio furniture and then that didn't really work out. And I was like, no, this is patio furniture, you know, it's no.
Yeah. I was like, it's great for it kind of covers all those bases, but then it looks like wicker patio furniture in your kitchen. Yeah. And that's just, especially if we have a nice table and it almost dragged down the look of the table having like patio furniture around.
So then I was kind of back to square one again. And it was like, well, fuck, I don't know what to do. Yeah. And I really, you know, yes, we could just get chairs. Yes, we could just get regular benches, but I wanted something with a back and I wanted something where all the boys could sit at. So that we didn't have to have 12 chairs at this table.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, scoot over here and you scoot over here and whatever. Because that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So.
And it also has a big part of shaping the kitchen because of the way our house is kind of laid out.
Our house is very small. So we kind of have to have.
The kitchen and living room and everything is arranged. That it does has a kind of a role in shaping those rooms.
Right. So, long story short, I stumbled upon an idea on Pinterest that was a corner church pew, which was for sale. And I was super excited because it was beautiful. It was this, like, antique-looking, perfect color, that dark chocolate wood color with like sculpted edges, and it was a corner bench and it was big enough to go around the table and it was perfect. So I clicked on it and I went to the site and it was eBay. I was so freaking excited because I could buy this off of eBay and we could have it and we could be done. Yeah, it was the UK eBay. So no, we couldn't buy it. It was in pounds. I don't think they do conversion.
They do conversion. I've
shipping bought, would be.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. It's like it converts for you. There's this little thing. I think I actually bought I bought a necklace for you that way.
On eBay and
no, UK? No, it was the company that I bought it from was in England. And so their prices were in pounds.
I see.
And so I had to do, I think PayPal has a conversion system. So it's like you have to pay through PayPal and PayPal does the conversions and all this sort of stuff.
That makes sense.
PayPal, which is owned by eBay, but that's a whole other thing. But
shipping would have been a
Couple. Shipping on, you know, imagine a giant wooden church pew shipping from the UK to Arizona. So even if it was New York, I mean, oh, that's not terrible. Oh yeah. Add 3,000 more miles.
Yeah. it was just not going to work out.
Yeah.
But that did give me the idea to look at church pews. So I went on eBay and kind of clicked around. I was like, well, there's really no corner benches for sale here in the US. And the benches that are for sale are like pickup only, which is understandable. It's, you know, a church pew. Like who's going to sell you one and ship it to you? That's just weird.
Yeah.
But I did have the brilliant idea to look on Craigslist, and we found somebody posted them up this morning, which I'm so freaking excited about. 9 11-foot church pews for sale for $100 each. And I was like, how the hell can we possibly pass this deal up? Like, we absolutely can't. We have to get this right now. I don't care about the logistics. I don't care that we don't have a way to get an 11-foot pew into this house. We need this right now. So I texted the person and I was like, hey, here's the deal. We want one, but we don't have a way to transport it. So two options. Can you either cut one in half and give it to us that way? Or can you hold on to it until like the 18th when we can get a truck and come out there? And I mean, they're only like 45 minutes away from us. So it's not a huge deal.
And I'm just going to point out to most people, 45 minutes of travel is a good distance.
Well,
for us, that's technically still in town. It's in town in the giant metropolis that is the Phoenix metro area.
And it's really, I mean, they're not even 45 minutes away. They're like 30.
Yeah. It's more because it's like all surface streets. So that's going to stall me a bit.
Yeah. So, the lady texted back and she's like, actually, my husband already cut one. Do you want that? It's like, yes, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow. Like, don't sell that one. So I'm really excited because now we get to kind of like piece it together and figure out how we're going to cut it to where the ends can meet and it actually be a corner pew. And I'm so excited. I'm like beside myself. I'm so excited.
Yeah. No, I'm beside you.
Hello. But yeah, so we're doing some upgradey things. We got our car worked on, got the brakes done, got oil changed.
Getting ready to
take the van in to get the AC fixed.
Finally.
Because it's already 80 fucking degrees.
If you want to remember that story from last summer.
No, good God. No, I don't want to. I block painful memories.
What?
But, you know, it's already getting up to 80 degrees in March. Yeah. So we need to get the AC fixed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are some of the things that we're doing with our tax return.
Yeah, like we're just kind of, starting to work on paying off debt and stuff, finally.
Oh my God, I'm so, so excited for that. You have no idea. Like, I cannot wait to hit pay this month and get that freaking van paid off.
I know. It's like 2017 is just going to be our year to really start getting things going.
Hopefully.
Because, I mean, we're going to be working on just eliminating debt. We're going to, and again, like the big thing is we're going to have our van paid off. And like that's suddenly hundreds of dollars a month we don't have to pay to that damn van.
Yeah.
And we're getting it all fixed up and stuff. So it's going to be less of a problem there. But also,
well, and we just had it worked on last year. So
we know the transmission is good.
The AC is going to be great.
Yeah.
Probably need new tires, but
yeah, I was like, put some new tires on it, but we're going to be, you know, the van is going to be
in good running order.
Yeah, good running order.
So,
and we're going to be able to start, you know, paying off debt and start saving money so we can get, you know, things going to try and buy a house.
Yeah.
So because we can stop renting.
Not that I don't mind renting because, you know, it's easier.
Yeah.
To rent, something goes wrong, you call your landlord.
Yeah.
You call your property management company.
When the air conditioner dies, you're not on the hook for $5,000.
Exactly. So, I mean, it has its perks, but at the same time, we're still throwing away about $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
To a house that is not ours.
It reminds me of a, I know you hate when I have TV and movie references. It just reminds me of a scene of an episode of MASH where the colonel's wife basically was saving money behind his back and paid off their house like a year early or something. And, you know, he just checks, like gets a notification from the bank that their bank account is empty. And he's like, she sold the house and she bought a houseboat and he's all freaking out. And then he gets his mortgage papers paid in full and everyone to have like a big mortgage burning party and all this stuff. And, but I just remember like him sitting there crying. It's like, she wanted to buy a house. She didn't want to be in base housing. She wanted to go around and say, I want to be able to put a nail anywhere I damn well please.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my motivation for wanting to buy a house, because when we've been renting, it'd be like, yeah, I want to change this or I want to fix this up. Or, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to go and do this or I want to plant a garden. I have no
incentive. I would love to have a garden, but what's the point?
Exactly.
We're renting.
Exactly. I was like, I've had in or the last few houses,
even wanting like, to like we wanted to like lay sod in the back, in the backyard so that we can have nice grass and all this in the backyard. And then, you know, we think about it and we're like, we're fucking renting. Like, why,
yeah,
would
like,
we,
why am I going to spend hundreds of dollars to put, to resod a house that in a year we won't be in possibly.
Yeah. So we've never done it.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that is one of the things. Plus, you know, we have our tortoise who needs a backyard.
Yeah, she needs a backyard.
Desperately. So she can get big.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
Blue's Clues, I'm so excited. Oh my God. No, no,
no.
That's,
no,
no, no, no,
no, no. That's your show, not this show. That's not this show.
No, it's because this morning or yesterday morning, Charlie got up. Dad, we can watch Blue's Clues now.
Blue's Clues.
I was like, seriously? I was just seeing it was relevant. It, yeah, it was just he got up and was like, Dad, we can watch Blue's Clues. It's on.
That's funny. Well, now he's going to be even more excited because we have Junior now.
Yeah, now we got Disney Junior and all that other stuff.
We have cable again. Yay!
Yay!
I can watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Yay!
Because it was all dropping off of Hulu. That was kind of sucking. Like, a lot of shows that we were watching were actually dropping off of Hulu.
All of my binge watch reruns are gone now.
I know, you've been watching a whole bunch of shows just because they were going away.
Yeah, Project Runway, I did seasons 1 through 9, and now 10 through 14 are available. So, I've just been binge watching a fuckload of Project Runway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, you know, hopefully, you know, keep your fingers crossed, y'all. This is going to be a good year.
Yeah.
Finally, a year for us to come out on top and not struggle and claw our way out from the bottom.
Yeah. It's been a rough few years, but yeah. It's kind of like we've said in the past where our marriage is as strong as it is, and we know and we do the things we do because we've gone through a lot of shit. And we've learned a lot of lessons, and it's been an interesting little ride for the last almost eight years now.
Almost 8 years.
It'll actually be 8 years when the next episode hits, actually, which will actually be our 1 year
anniversary
of the show.
Fun times.
But yeah, we'll be. It's
interesting to talk about the stuff that we talk about, like, budget-wise and house planning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because we talk about it very differently from other couples that have been married for a short time like us.
Yeah. You know, I mean, technically, eight years is not a long marriage so far.
No, it's really not. And other people in our position are still trying to figure out money and budgeting and, you know, groceries for the house and family planning and stuff like that. And
we didn't plan the family.
No,
we didn't do any of that. Was just,
that was surprise, 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 you know?
Yep.
Yeah, that was 4.
Yeah, that was 4.
Just making sure I wasn't adding a surprise there. Cause
no. We don't need that one right now.
But you know, we kind of know what works for us. Not that, you know, that works for everybody, but we know we found our groove very early on. And when people come in now and say, oh, you should try this, you should try this. It's like, nope.
Been there.
Nope. Doesn't work. Can't do that. So
it's kind of like when I hear like a lot of financial planners and their advice to people, like, it's like, yeah, that works for the guy who makes $180,000 a year.
Yeah.
He's got $85,000 in credit card debt. He's a dumbass for having $85,000 in credit card debt. But he's got a lot bigger stuff to work with.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, you were in a $1 million house. You should have thought about things better. You're bad with money. It's not, we're normal people. We're normal people issues, normal people budgets, and normal people buying groceries. And we've learned these tips and tricks along the way to be normal people.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we give normal people advice.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you make 25 grand. So you like ramen, do you?
Right. So rice and beans.
Hmm? Like, yeah, I know. It's like Dave Ramsey says beans and rice. He means it metaphorically. When we say beans and rice, we mean beans and rice. You might want to consider buying them in bulk.
I mean, our rock bottom was ground turkey and mashed potatoes.
And we've never been back there, but we always have that point to look back on.
That was rock bottom.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice now. And even to be in the position to where we can help out other family members kind of without question.
Yeah.
You know, like my, my parents, every now and then, like everybody does, they have their highs and lows with monthly income. Yeah. My dad is on a set income. My stepmom's a teacher. It's hard. I get it. We are in a position to where if they need, you know, gas money or they need grocery money, I wire it to them and they have it the next day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's pay me back when you can, if you can. If you can't, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, they've had our back so many times. Yes,
they have helped us out so many times over the years where we were hit. We were just in a tight spot because, you know, especially when you're living out here, bills fluctuate great, especially like utilities and stuff fluctuate a lot. And like suddenly you've got a $500 electric bill one month and you don't have grocery money.
Yeah.
You know, that can happen. And so, yeah.
They've built us out a lot. So now that we have the ability to, I have no problem.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we have the, it's suddenly in our capability to help others. We are paying back.
Yeah.
In some way. Well, everybody, I mean, that's everybody helped us over the years.
Exactly. Everybody has helped us over the years. You know, one of your sisters needed some money, so she was selling some of her stuff. And we were like, you don't have to give that to us. We will just give you the money.
Yeah.
Willingly. Like, take it. And she was like, no, you know, I don't want to be like a mooch or whatever, which I totally respect. And it's cool of her. So we did end up doing that. But at the same time, it was like, I don't care either way. You can have this back when you want it. You know, it's yours. We're so just holding
going to come over and I'm just going to, you know, slyly sneak this back.
Right. We don't need it, but whatever. We'll hold on to it for you. And like my parents, I ask my stepmom every now and then, you know, how are things going? Are y'all doing okay? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
And if she says no, I immediately wire them money. You know, it's just.
Yeah. We can finally do that. And I'm just so glad that we can finally do that. And we can finally be helping others after everybody's helped us for so long.
Yeah. And I mean, when we moved out here, we were dead. You know, we had, it was me, you and Charlie, and we bounced around from family house to family house because we had no money at all.
Yeah.
The job offer that you had fell through the day we moved out here.
Yeah.
And we were both out of work for 6 months and everybody else was supporting us. So it feels good to finally be able to
help and
to do that.
Yeah. To be the ones helping, not the ones asking.
Yeah. So it's cool.
I'm liking 2017 so far.
So far. Yeah. I mean, 2016 was a shit show.
Yeah.
You know, we don't talk about 2016. So.
Yep. The first rule of 2016 is we do not talk about 2016.
So, you know. New year, new me. Whatever.
New year. What was that other one? I don't remember.
Oh, another good thing. I found out I went to a new doctor.
Oh, yes.
A few weeks ago and, you know, started talking about like all the things that I think are wrong with me, which I've got like a laundry list of. And
anxiety.
I told him, I was like, I'm pretty sure, you know, anxiety, asthma. Kind of just like basic health issues. Obviously, I'm very overweight. you know, have trouble losing weight, have trouble not gaining, no matter what I do, kind of thing.
Look at a cake and gain 5 pounds.
Pretty much. Be in the same room as food and instantly 10 pounds heavier. So, you know, just talking about kind of like everything.
Yeah.
And he was amazing. He listened to me. I went to this place as a walk-in, kind of expecting to just be shuffled into the deck of cards and forgotten.
Yeah.
And I mean, he listened to me. He was like, you know, this is really good. You're trying to establish this primary care. Let's get just a basic workup of everything. And one of your concerns is low thyroid. So let's test that too. And got my results, and sure enough, I do have hypothyroidism. It's not super low to the point of I need to be on like extreme medication. But it's something that, you know, I could be on medication and this could help in other areas and, you know, just kind of help overall. So he did start me on a low dose of that. And oh my God, y'all, I have felt so much better. Like, it has been insane. I don't know if this is the normal or if this is just better, but I feel so much better.
Yeah.
You know?
It's been really interesting. I mean, it's only been a week.
It's only been a week.
And yeah, the difference in I mean, your energy level and everything has been amazing.
Yeah, it's just such a relief, you know, because there was something literally wrong with me that it wasn't just, you know, I didn't want to do this or I, you know, didn't feel like doing that or that I wasn't dieting the right way or whatever. It was there was literally something wrong with me. So that in and of itself was kind of a relief.
Yeah.
Like, finally, I have an answer.
Something that can explain the lack of energy and the difficulty with weight and the just all of the little things.
That yeah.
Just like,
yeah. And to prove the point, I have lost 4 pounds in the week that I have been on my medicine. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that.
And we've also started you on what was probably, in at least in our experience, what was the most successful diet plan.
Yeah.
That we've ever done for
it's
you.
It's very low carb, very low sugar, and that means added and natural sugar. So I can't have a whole lot of fruits. I can't have kind of a whole lot of anything.
But we have put together kind of a menu of stuff that you do eat.
Yeah.
That has, even when you weren't on this medication, it was, you had more energy and you were mm-hmm. feeling better and you were, you know, so we got to, you know, kind of combining all of that together with the medication, you're yeah. so much better than you've, yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing because normally I'm like a 3 or 4 or 5 Dr. Pepper a day drinker.
Yeah. Just to keep going, just for your energy
sake. Just to be alive. I am now on 1 a day, and I only drink it because I'm allowed to. You know, I have built it into my diet.
Yeah.
I have felt no negative side effects from cutting back, which normally, if I don't have 3 or 4 or 5 a day, mm-hmm. I get headaches, I get cranky, I get, yeah. you know, horrible. It's basically like withdrawals.
Yeah. I remember in the past when we've tried cutting back your Dr. Pepper intake, and I think when you were pregnant with, well, I think the last two pregnancies, they were like, they wanted you to cut them out flat.
Nope.
And I think we got you down to 2.
Yeah.
But you were going, you were like stretching it as far as you possibly could in the day between them, and you would get really irritable and you'd get like shaky and headaches yeah. and all this from the, you know, from that, not having that Dr. Pepper. And now suddenly you've basically voluntarily gotten yourself down to 1 a day in the last week.
And I mean, just kind of cold turkey too. Yeah. I just stopped taking 2.
Yeah. You went from, you know, probably had 4 of them on Sunday and start your medication. And suddenly Monday you go to work and you, the only one you have is at dinner that night.
Yeah.
When you had one with you at work and you didn't drink it, which yeah, was kind of amazing to me.
Didn't drink it. I take one with me to work every day.
Yeah.
I have yet to drink the one that I take to work.
Yeah. Which is just, that's amazing, both from a dietary perspective and from a you self-control perspective.
Yeah.
You normally get up, like where normal people get up and have juice or coffee, she gets up and has a Dr. Pepper.
Usually.
So yeah, the fact that you're getting up and not having a Dr. Pepper until dinner time is quite amazing.
Yeah.
I think your dad would want, you know, like full 24-hour video surveillance to prove that you're not making this up.
I know, right? No, I'm really, really not. I take one to work with me and I bring one home. It's the same one, I promise.
So, I'll start initialing the cans. Here's proof. She didn't drink it.
So, yeah, I mean, it's cool. I'm very excited that I finally have this.
Yeah.
Answer. And it'll be interesting to see what the blood work says when I go back for my refill, because that's the only way that I'm going to know if this is just better or if this is, you know, optimal performance.
Yeah.
You know, is this the correct dose or do we actually need to up it more? And if we up it more, how much better is that going to be? You yeah. know, I don't know what normal is. So I just know that I feel better than I did before.
Yeah, that's, I get it. It's nice to see you having the energy to get up and do and to not feel, not be so drained all the time.
Yeah.
Especially after all of the stress that, like, because, you know, your first class with school and everything is like, you know, more is going to be coming up. It's going to get harder. It's going to be more stressful. You're going into a more stressful time at work. So to have all of that
for a promotion
and all that extra anxiety, it, like, you can't already be drained walking into an anxiety bomb like that. So, you know, this will be good for you in a very blanket,
general way.
Yeah, just big umbrella sort of way.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm very excited. So that's another good thing. Another good pro in 2017.
It's a pro 2017. No amateur 2017s here. I know, dad jokes. But an article I read, and I don't know if we really have a lot of time to get into it. But it was funny because it was actually conducted by Wells Fargo. It was a study about, it was like, well, when I saw that Wells Fargo didn't, it was about, kind of assessing why, like the gender wage gap and why are women, why it basically exists. Why are women paid less? And what they essentially found was it all boils down to experience and social consistencies, I guess. They were like, yes, for the most part, it just comes down to the experience pays. And men generally have more experience. And it's not because the women aren't provided the opportunities, but they just kind of found it was like, okay, in a lot of it comes down to like, just parenting. They found that, like, you know, women have kids. They take time off of work for having kids, and so that's less on the job experience in their resume. Or they have kids, and now they're having to. There's always been that kind of battle between the overwhelming cost of daycare and work, and how nowadays there you get a lot of people who are and families who are like, it costs so much for daycare. If I just don't go to work, I'm saving more money than it's kind of. Then I was like, I can just quit my job and stay home full time. And in those situations, women are resoundingly more likely to leave the workforce to stay home and take care of their kids. And it's a lot of these sort of situations, and over and over, it just kind of comes down to. Like, culturally, women are more likely to step away from work for family's sake, and they basically, their whole study kind of resulted in the, like, what we need is, we need daycare and childcare to be more price effective, like, price, more reasonably priced so that people aren't forced to leave the workforce to take care of their kids. Like, people, like, women should be able to go to work. And be able to stay at work if they choose and not be forced to leave their job on account of having to take care of their kids because it costs too much. Like
there's a couple of companies out here actually that have on-site daycare.
Yeah.
And I've applied several times to both of these companies.
Yeah. Those companies are hard to get into.
They're hard to get into. And I mean, I think that's a freaking brilliant idea.
Yeah.
One of my friends actually worked for one of those companies. And she said it was so cool because the daycare would like do stuff during the day. Like they'd have the kids draw pictures or come up with stories or like they'd like rehearse a play or whatever. And then they'd come out onto the floor and do the play for all their parents that are working there. And then they'd go back into the daycare. I was like, oh, that is so freaking sweet. Cause you get to see your kid during the day, you know, on your lunch break and go check in on your kid. And it's way cheaper than, you know, taking them to a daycare.
Yeah.
It's not free, but it's insanely cheaper.
Than going to Tiny Tots or whatever daycare places right by you.
Yeah. So I always thought that was super cool.
Yeah.
And there's one where you can take your pets to work, which I would just love to do.
Yeah. Like, I think we could say PetSmart has a great company policy.
Oh, they really do. I mean,
they've got on-site daycare. They've got like pet-friendly Fridays.
There is a person in my building who I didn't think any animals were allowed, including service animals. But I guess this person has a service stress dog. It's this little Pomeranian Chihuahua thing that's missing an eye.
I think the dog needs her as a companion animal.
Maybe. But, you know, you see her walking this little dog.
I'm her seeing eye person.
You see her walking this little dog, and then it sits at her desk, and she doesn't sit too far away from me, so every once in a while you hear it yap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it's kind of interesting that we have an office dog.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we can bring animals to work? Like, can I bring my cat? No.
You just got to go online and get one of those stupid little placards and get him a vest. And then,
I know, right?
And then take Toby to work with
this
you.
This is my asshole cat. He's an ass.
He was a stress relief animal. See, he goes, nuzzle, and I feel happy. And I don't kill you all.
Pretty much.
That's my anti-serial killer cat.
Plus, he'll scratch you if you come near me, so
yeah.
Yay.
Personal bodyguard. Yeah, but it was, I guess the biggest thing was it surprised me that it was Wells Fargo doing this sort of research, that any sort of a bank would be doing that sort of research kind of thing. But I kind of wanted to see, that's kind of a situation that we've found ourselves in over the years, mm-hmm. is why we work and live the schedule we do, is that whole, that disparity of the cost of health, yeah. of childcare.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, that's why I work nights. I mean, we don't have our gender wage gap goes the other way. You make quite a bit more than I do.
Yeah, so now. Yeah,
still.
I'm a little upset with my raise, but yeah, it's what it is. Cost of living increase, it doesn't cover the cost of living, but whatever. yeah, I mean, I do. I make more than you. And I am up for promotion, which will... give me more again, if I get it.
Yeah, because they just raised the minimum wage in Arizona. So for us, like company wide, they just did a big kind of like, hey, everyone's going to be getting raises on account of they just basically raised the minimum wage to what was our company minimum wage. You're like, oh, well, crap, we can't pay you guys what is now minimum wage. You're like, yeah. So.
Yeah. So you got a pretty good increase.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, you know, it just kind of is what it is with that, with, you know, gender wage issues with us.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really an issue with us. You know, we've just kind of accepted that that's how it is.
Yeah. So you work in a business with a company that just pays more than the business that I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, either way, you know, it doesn't matter who makes what.
Yeah, it's all going together.
It's all going together. We make the...
Our house makes this much money.
Our house makes this much money. And we are therefore able to live the life that we are able to live within that range. So it really doesn't matter who makes what.
Yeah.
And thankfully, that's never been like an argument point for us.
Yeah, it's never... We've never... And I know there are guys who have those sort of hang-ups about...
Yeah.
And I think that's more common when you're dealing with, like, you know, the white collar businesses, like, oh, you're the businessman guy and your wife works too.
Businessman guy.
Business guy, man. Da, da, da.
Yeah. I mean, there are those guys that have that complex where, you know, I am the breadwinner. I have to be, you know, the one to provide for my family, blah, blah, blah.
I am the bread maker. I'm the one who has to feed all of you ungrateful punks.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about before where gender roles are completely topsy-turvy in our house.
Now all we need is a Quaker. Because you can be the baker. I can be the candlestick maker.
I've never seen you make a candlestick in my life.
Really? I've made a few.
Not since we've been together. I've seen you make jewelry.
Beeswax and a hairdryer.
Mm.
It's fun. I had like a whole candle making kit when I was a kid.
Mm. Good. Never done it since I've known you, so I have to take your word for that.
Yeah. Y'all, it is late.
That's how it is, and it's a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker.
That was a Quaker.
No.
Pretty sure it's Quaker.
It's not a Quaker. 100%. Oatmeal has nothing to do with this. It's a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker. And I kind of do the
butcher thing too.
You
can be the butcher too.
I was like, yeah, so.
You wear two hats.
I'm two out of three here. Yeah. You need to step it up.
No, screw you.
You can be the Quaker.
I gave you children. You're welcome.
Hey. Child bearer is nowhere in this rhyme. You're throwing in Quakers. So, you know, if you want to throw, you can be the Quaker, okay? And we'll get you a funny hat. You can
be a cracker.
And get you a funny hat and you can be the Quaker.
What can you make of this? I can make a hat. Make a brooch. Make a pair of it. I like that movie. Yeah, I don't. It's just never been an arguing point for us, which is lovely because there are a lot of couples that do have that issue.
Yeah,
and that's a point of agitation where you're not allowed to bring up who makes what, and you don't talk about that. And yeah. I don't see why. I think the best approach to money matters is just being completely open and honest and as straightforward as possible. If you have a concern, don't beat around the bush.
Yeah.
And, if there is something that you want to change, express that. Like, don't expect your partner to read your mind.
Yeah.
If you need them to pay a bill, say, hey, pay this bill. Don't just expect them to know what to do. I mean, I have taken control of our budget book.
Yeah.
And
when I was doing like early in our relationship, I was handling the books and the finances and all that. And because you are a ball of anxiety,
I'm very type A.
Yeah. So it really just kind of came down to you not knowing where all the money was at any given time. You
stressed
the shit out. So I just like, all right, you do it. So now it's like, hey, I wanted to buy lunch. Can I?
Which, like, I mean, it does kind of suck for you because you have to ask. You kind of feel like you have to look at the
bank
permission.
Account, and the bank account can say, oh, yeah, we got all this money. Or like, no, because this, and this are coming out tomorrow. So really, we have $9.
Yeah. have 10
cents. So can I get lunch?
So, I mean, it kind of sucks for you because you do kind of have to ask for permission to get stuff.
It's like the Harbor Freight book came out. It's like, so there's this thing and there's a coupon and it's only $20. So can I get it? Why are you asking me? Because I have no idea what's in the bank.
But, I mean, it works. You don't make a big deal out of it. Yeah. Like, it's not... It doesn't piss you off that you have to ask.
No.
It's
like, I have no clue what's in the bank. It's like, there have been instances where I didn't ask and like, I bought dinner overnight while I was at work. And then
the next day, what the hell?
It's like, we're overdrawn by 75 cents. I'm like, what? It's like, what the hell did you go there? And like, fuck.
Yeah.
I will admit the other night, I think I treated my check to dinner. I think we went to Subway and I was like, yeah, I should probably, she's probably going to get pissed because I'm buying food, but oh well. Like, we're all right now. Like, we just got our taxes in. There's money in there for Subway.
Yeah.
And then it turned into like, hey, make that deluxe.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and get the large drink. You're like, what, if she's gonna bitch, let her bitch. Like, give her a good reason to bitch at me. I'm gonna go all the way on my dinner.
Go big or go home.
Go big or, like, I'm not gonna have her bitch at me for $5. I'm gonna make this shit count.
Gotta make it worth it. But yeah, I mean, it's funny, but we've never had like arguments about it. Like, I'll get on your case.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm buying, food every night when I'm at work, that's just financially irresponsible.
Yeah. But, and we feel that pang of guilt when we go out to eat. It's like, we really shouldn't be spending
like,
yeah,
you shouldn't be. And like, I'm just too tired to cook dinner. Like, oh, let's order a pizza. I don't want to do this. So I don't want to spend the money.
It's kind of like $30.
It was like, we were talking about buying a Roomba. I was like, I'm a guy. I love gadgets. I love stuff. But
you're
I like
a tech
my
guy
but
too. I you like techie stuff too.
Yeah, I love gadgets. Like, it's a fucking vacuum robot. It's a great thing, but they're fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many cooler, more. We could entirely upgrade the entire podcast rig to much better equipment for half the cost of a Roomba. So, yeah, I cannot
for just... all five of our listeners.
Yeah, all five. Hey, it's around 20.
Oh, pardon me. I love you all.
But, yeah, but we could... there's so many more things we could do with the cost of a Roomba that I cannot just like, I always kind of go back to my brother. He's like, it's like, I love stuff, but I love my money more.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I got to be able to justify this expense, and I cannot justify a $500 vacuum.
Yeah.
That's why we have a $30 Hoover.
Our latest trying to justify this purchase is a radio flyer foldable wagon for the boys.
Yeah.
I really want it, and I really see the benefits of it, especially even after they're older and they don't fit in anymore. It's a thing to carry stuff, and I think it's great. And I really want one, but they are expensive. So I've been like having this inner battle with, I really want one. And when I really want something, I buy it.
Yeah, generally.
Because
you know how much money's in the
bank. That's just me. If I want it, we're going to get it and I'll figure the rest out later.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
But then I present the idea to Adam and it's like, yeah, no, we're not getting that. Like, well, I want it. So I'm going to keep talking about it until we get it.
Yeah. There's a lot of like, why not? You want to look at the price tag. I love stuff, and I'd love to get it. I could, and then you're like I want to get this one or this one. And I'm like, what do you? And then it becomes well, why don't we get both of them? Because one is too expensive, two is stupid. And you're paying a lot for the radio flyer name. I will admit to that.
Yeah, but it's collapsible.
Yeah, it's going to fall apart on you. It's collapsing.
Oh God.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I mean it. Yeah, that's the sort of, those are the financial battles we have.
Those are the battles we have.
Technically, we can afford it. We can financially afford to do it. But do we need it? Do we need to make that expense? Can you justify it?
Yeah. Those are our fights.
The logical justification of the expense.
And I will admit, there are times when the expense is not justifiable, but it's something that I want, so I kind of pout till I get my way.
Yeah, usually.
It works.
Like church pews.
Cute hair flip. And it works.
No, the cute hair flip thing doesn't work on me, because I could out hair flip you.
Well, now you can. Freaking hippie, get a haircut.
When I got a haircut, you got mad at me.
This is true.
So, any final thoughts, dear? Because we've just rambled. This has just been a kind of funny chatting night.
Rambly show.
Yeah.
We just haven't done a show in a while, so yeah, I know
we missed the last show because you were sick, and...
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah, between sick and kids. And it was kind of funny that we missed the show because you were sick, because if I'm sick, oh no. So I can still sit here and push buttons when I'm sick.
Exactly.
Like, hey, push the button, monkey.
Perform. Dance, monkey, dance.
I can't dance.
No.
I can dance. I choose not to because I have this whole thing called shame.
You should not dance. Like, at all.
Phil Collins. I can't dance. No, you don't know that song. I know.
No. Anyway.
We've had a ton of fun moments and fun little things with the boys.
I would love to pull up any of these shits I shouldn't have to say in this house. However, my phone recently got a virus, so I now have a new phone, and I have no messages on here whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
So,
well, I gave you the little thing to transfer your stuff. It would transfer your messages, too.
Meh.
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 But... yeah, because since the last show, now that I think about it, we've actually both gotten new phones.
Yeah.
Because mine, and there was just like an awesome deal on that phone, so I got a new phone. And then yours decided it wanted to be a jack-off and die.
Oh, I do have a shit I shouldn't have to come across in my house. So I think it's pretty well established that we make our own pizzas.
Oh, okay.
Like
on
Friday nights, yeah. We always have our own pizzas. So you have... like a batch of pre-made pizza dough.
Yeah.
Either in the freezer or in the fridge. This time it happened to be in the fridge. And my oldest son comes in to our bedroom where I am in the bathroom. He knocks on the door, says, "Hey, mommy." "Yes, dear. Going to the bathroom. What do you want?" "Like, oh, I just wanted to let you know that Damien took a big thing of dough and he stuck it on the wall in our closet." "Like, are you fucking kidding me?" So I get out, I get finished, I get out, and I go look, and sure enough, there's a big blob of dough, pizza dough, stuck in their closet, just on the wall. Like, oh, fucking great. Like, what the hell is this? You know, midnight snack? What are y'all doing? What are you thinking?
I can never figure out what goes through, especially with him. I can never figure out what goes through their minds.
I just, I don't get it. So I had to, you know, carefully peel pizza dough off of the fucking closet. And thankfully, there was no damage to the paint. All was well.
Oh, yeah. Aside from all the crayon all over the house, I don't think damaging paint in this house is really on our... Like, yeah, paint's fucked.
Paint's fucked.
We got to worry about that in a whole other... That's a later thing.
Yeah. But, you know, fun shit that we have to do in our house.
Yeah. For me, it's just been a lot of boys, like, boys being boys, getting older, and watching the boys, especially with, like, the little ones as they're getting a little more mature and, you know.
Buggy's not allowed to grow up. He and I have had that talk.
Yeah, he's growing up, and that's the thing. It's like, he's, like, having the conversations he has now, he's such a smartass.
He's so funny.
And the things he'll say to me, just...
Did you catch the other day when he goes, "Hey, Dad, I want a kiss." And so you gave him a kiss, and then he goes,
"Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mom. Daddy stole your kiss."
Like, no, smart ass.
You little shit. He totally tried to get you in trouble.
I know. He's like, what the hell? I'm just sitting there like, what the hell? I just.
I thought it was great. Because we have established.
Like, here, hold this. Thief.
I have established with the boys that mommy is the only one who gets kisses. Daddy does not get kisses. Because all the kisses belong to mommy. So Bug leans over and says, "Hey, Dad, I want a kiss." And so he gets a kiss. And then immediately
the next around.
Second turns to me and goes, "Mommy, Daddy stole your kiss." It was great.
Just smart ass.
So yeah, these are the things that we deal with.
Yep.
With boys. Dough on the wall and adorable.
Yep. We've got equal parts chaos and adorableness.
Is that a word?
It is now, damn it.
Okay.
We can make up whatever the hell words we want. It's our show.
SS makes shit up.
Yep. All right.
March is the month for podcast awareness.
There's kind of a thing going this month.
There is a thing going this month, and it is Tripod, TRYPOD, where we as podcasters encourage you to listen to podcasts like which this one.
You are doing right now. But what we kind of want to do is
to broaden your horizons. Open your mind. Harry Potter Marathon.
Yeah.
So, my recommendation on this hashtag tripod evening is one that I feel would really introduce you to our sort of humor and really give you an understanding of how fucked up we actually are. I want you all, if you don't already, to listen to Welcome to Night Vale, because it is fucking amazing. There are several backlogged stories that you will need to get through. It is basically this fictional world that you enter and you learn about Night Vale, this community place, through the voice of Night Vale Radio. The voice of the Night Vale Radio broadcaster. It is hilarious. It's creepy. It's weird. It's sad. It's everything, you know, and it's great.
And when you've been listening, they just passed, I think we're at like 104 right now. It's like season five. But when you've listened to the whole series, it's one of those shows you start listening, like you can jump in right now and you're going to jump in right now. And you're going to be like, okay, I have to see where this came from. And you end up going all the way back to the beginning because you want to know the whole story.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so well written and yeah. just very.
They've built an amazing world and
they really have.
Developed a canon in within that. Like you've got to, like there are rules in Night Vale. There are things, yep. and there's an entire like community of people that are just live around, that are just obsessed with this world that, yeah. that they've created.
So hashtag tripod. Welcome to Night Vale. Please go listen
and share with other, like if you know anybody who doesn't listen to podcasts, that's really what this is about, is get people who aren't podcast listeners to try one out. And if you know someone who's got that twisted sort of sense of humor, that's the one to do it. I think
that's the one
that was like the first,
that's the one that got me hooked on podcasts. That was the yeah. first podcast I started listening to was Welcome to Night Vale.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had a lot of episodes to catch yeah. up on, so I had a while. And then I started branching out. And we will talk about more of the ones that I listen to, because it's my show. So, yeah. But that is the first podcast that I ever listened to. And that is the first podcast that you should branch out and listen yeah. to, besides us.
Yeah. Because we're a sit-down and chat, and that's a good story. And I think that's a lot of people.
It's very Books on Tape.
Yes, it's very Books on Tape. It's a very good style of show to dip your toes into the podcast world.
Although, in the Night Vale world, I wouldn't recommend dipping your toes into anything.
No.
Just saying.
Especially, don't go to the beach.
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. And whatever you do, do not go to the dog park.
There's no dog park.
Do not look at the dog park.
Do not acknowledge the existence of the dog park.
But I think you've listened to us ramble for long enough.
Indeed.
Indeed.com. No. They're not paying us. Nope. Maybe they should, just for that. Yes. But since we have come to the end, it's now the part of the show where I get to spiel.
So spiel.
So remember, everybody out there in internet podcast listenerville.
Hello.
You can catch all of our back episodes and
back rolls.
Episodes, not back rolls. Rude. You can catch all of the previous episodes and fun whatnot at momanddadcuss.blogspot.com. And you can find us on Facebook and get all our little, I think we're probably the most active there, because you get all like little things and parenting memes and stuff of that sort on Facebook at Mom and Dad Cuss. And I don't know if tonight we actually did a little like pre-show Facebook Live thing. I don't know if we're going to do that again.
We might. I don't know.
We might. I think if we do it again, you might choose to dress a little more appropriately.
I actually wear a bra.
Yeah. You know? And as always, you can, if you reach out to us there, because we're definitely most active there, easiest way to reach us. Or if you want to be a little more anonymous, you can drop us a line at momanddadcuss.
I'm anonymous.
momanddadcuss@gmail.com.
Darn. So
good. Yep. I don't talk so good.
Are you done?
2 years as a podcaster, and I still just stumble over words like anonymous.
Are you done?
Maybe. Okay.
On that note,
I've been Adam.
I'm Rihanna.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.